And Jennison out of the ballgame had six of the three-point baskets in going on to the victory over the West Ottawa Panthers. So Jennison will play in the 8 o'clock championship game tomorrow night here against the winner of the game to follow here between Zeeland East and Plainwell, while West Ottawa will be in the 6 o'clock contest. And with West Ottawa being in that ball game, we will have that game on the air for you on WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at about 5:40. And we're going to take a brief break, but we'll come back shortly with the second half of our doubleheader tonight as the Zeeland East Chicks take on the Trojans of Plainwell High School. But first, we'd like to thank a bunch of people who made our high school basketball broadcast possible. I'd like to thank Tim Ritzma, Pat DeWitt, and everybody here at Zeeland East High School for their technical support. Also, many thanks to the versatile Diane Costin and also Lindsay Michaels back at the studios for making sure we got on the air and stayed on the air tonight. And as always, we thank the many businesses around the Holland-Zeeland area that support our high school basketball broadcast. If you listen to our broadcast and you hear an ad from one of our businesses, make sure you pay a visit and thank them for their support of area high school athletics. Again, our next game coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll be back on the air in just a few minutes here and with the pregame show, the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But we should also mention, we should do the Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. We're going to give the award, we're going to give it to Luke DeCavers, the outstanding All-State player for Jennison, who really came alive in the second half tonight as he scored 11 of his 13 points. Right now, be the first person to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Great food and good times out on South Washington Avenue on Holland South Side. Again, we'll be back with more high school hoops in just a few minutes. This is Greg Chandler saying so long for the moment from Zeeland East. Our final score in game one of tonight's doubleheader in the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. The West Ottawa Panthers falling to the Jennison Wildcats 50-41.
You've been listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High school hoops are a service of the Windmill Restaurant, Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Westernbrook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Our broadcast was also brought to you by Mapleview Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sports, and Taylor Rental. Also bringing you tonight's game were Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. High school basketball is a presentation of 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.
Welcome back to Zeeland East High School and part two of our high school hoops doubleheader tonight here at Zeeland East, the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. And it'll be the host Chicks taking on the Trojans of Plainwell High School. I'm Greg Chandler and back for another round of high school hoops after Jennison beat West Ottawa 50-41 in the first game of the Holiday Tournament. And the Chicks looking for their first win of the 2013-2014 season. They are off to an 0-3 start. Kind of a rebuilding year, at least early on, for Coach Mickey Cochran. And the Chicks, after two seasons where they posted a combined 38-6 record over the last 2 years, but a much different looking Zeeland East team. Although they've shown some promise, they've got some guys that are athletic and some guys that have shown that they've got a lot of potential. So it's just going to take some time for this team to grow and develop. And now this is going to be a good test for them tonight as they take on a team in the Plainwell Trojans. They're from out of the Wolverine Conference, they play against the likes of Allegan and South Haven and Vicksburg and Dowagiac, some of the other schools from around the southwest corner of the state of Michigan. Plainwell comes in with a record of 1 win and 2 losses, and Plainwell has been in this tournament before. In fact, last year these two teams played against each other, and in that game, it was all Zeeland East as the Chicks prevailed by a score of 59-30. But this may be a much tougher route for the Chicks this time around. Zeeland East offensively has been led by Kylan Barton, who is a 6'1 junior. We remember him from football season. He was one of the wide receivers for the Zeeland East football team, and very quick. He's shown the ability to shoot the three-point shot, and also very quick on the dribble. So he's been the guy that's been one of the go-to guys so far. Another guy to keep an eye on is Ike Tilden, who was a starter last year as a sophomore, and he's been providing about 8-9 points a game along the front line for Coach Mickey Cochran, and Tilden is also capable of hitting that three-point shot. For the Plainwell Trojans, Plainwell came in. They opened with a 71-51 victory against the Allegan Tigers. They then lost to Coloma 52-49 in overtime. And then in their most recent game on December 20th, lost to Vicksburg by a score of 63-60. And in both of those losses, Plainwell had the lead in the ball game. In fact, in the Plainwell ball game, or rather the Vicksburg ball game, Plainwell jumped out to a 13-5 early on. Came back, Vicksburg came back, opened up with a 36-28 lead. But then the team's went back and forth in the fourth quarter, but in the end, Vicksburg came ahead with the victory. E.J. Finch, who's a junior post player, had 20 points and 13 rebounds in the contest. Another key guy that we're going to keep an eye on is Carter Yaw, who's another frontline guy, and Yaw had a spectacular opener against the Allegan Tigers as he scored 37 points. He had 14 points in the loss against Coloma back on December 17th. And we mentioned the Plainwell had the lead early against Vicksburg. They had a 12-4 lead early against Coloma as well. So it's a situation with this Trojan team. Apparently, they seem to start out well, but they don't always maintain that momentum over the course of a full 32-minute ball game. And I'm sure their veteran coach Dan Klein would like to improve on that as this season wears along. But we're definitely going to see Finch and along the front line tonight for the Plainwell Trojans. And we'll come back. We'll have more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we talk more about this tournament and this contest. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School, and the captains from the Zeeland East Chicks and the Plainwell Trojans shaking hands and meeting with the officials here at the center circle here as we get set for game two. And a couple of old school coaches meeting at the center court as well. Mickey Cochran in his 30th year as the varsity head coach of the Zeeland East Chicks. And, of course, the predecessor is simply the Zeeland Chicks before we went to two high schools. And then on the Plainwell sideline, we have Dan Klein, who has been in charge of the Plainwell program for quite a few years as well. We have one other score to tell you about besides the opening game of this tournament, in which Jenison defeated West Ottawa by a score of 50-41. Game just ended a little bit ago. I believe that was in one of those Cornerstone University tournaments. Of course, we were up there last weekend with the Zeeland West Ducks. Grand Rapids Northview defeated Hudsonville by a score of 70-61, and it was 18-16 Eagles in the first quarter, but then Northview took command with a 23-11 second quarter run, so they opened up a 39-29 halftime advantage, and they were able to keep the Eagles at bay pretty much all the way throughout the rest of the second half in going on to the victory. So Hudsonville falls to Grand Rapids Northview tonight. Looking at Zeeland East, They, as I mentioned, they are 0-3 to start the season. They opened the season with a loss to the Hudsonville Eagles, 62-58. And then in their last two ball games, they have really struggled to put the ball in the basket. They lost to Holland Christian by a score of 50-34. And then in their most recent ball game, right before the holiday break, they fell to Grand Rapids South Christian by a score of 54-37. And with the start of OK Black Conference play coming up real soon, and you got some pretty good teams in that conference, Muskegon High and Mona Shores, and I'll tell you something, Mona Shores is going to have a pretty good year in the OK Black. Guy named Gene Gifford, who coached for many years at Muskegon Community College, and for you MIAA fans, more recently at Olivet College. He did a great job with the Olivet Comets in making them a very competitive basketball team. Well, he is now coaching in the high school ranks at Mona Shores, and he has got the Sailors playing very good basketball. So that's going to be an interesting race for the Zeeland East Chicks. So this tournament here, I think, is going to be very, very important for East in terms of building up some confidence, playing against some good quality competition, and hopefully getting a couple of victories before they head into conference play, you know, later on this month. And I think tonight's going to be a real good test for this ball club against the Plainwell Trojans. The Chicks have made their way back out onto the court, and looking at that starting lineup for East tonight, I noticed that Mickey Cochran has decided to shake things up a little bit. We mentioned Kylan Barton has been the leading scorer for the Chicks, but Barton is nowhere near to be found in the starting lineup for Zeeland East tonight. He's Coach Cochran has decided to spice things up a little bit and give some other guys an opportunity to start tonight. They're going to have Jake Newhouse and Corey Musin along the front line. And then Ben Ritzma and Noah Pohl will start the guards. And Josh Hart will start at center for Zeeland East. So neither Barton nor Ike Tillman, who I told you about at the top of the broadcast, who started most of last year as a sophomore, they will be coming in off the bench tonight. So this might be maybe a motivational tool maybe for the guys, and hard to know at this point what Coach Cochran is thinking at this point as far as, you know, what his reasoning is, but the hope is that they will fire up this Zeeland East unit, and they will come out and play hard and hopefully come out with a victory against the Plainwell Trojans. I'd like to tell you that schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSAA School Broadcast Program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are also using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSAA.tv website. For information about the school broadcast program, visit MHSAA.tv. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. We're going to send it back to the studio for a two-minute timeout and be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Just approaching tip-off here in Game 2 of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. Zeeland East against Plainwell. And this is not the only holiday tournament going on around our area. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be a high school tournament going on at DeVos Fieldhouse at Hope College. And Holland High will be playing in that tournament. Holland will play Stevensville Lakeshore at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then the other game will have Caledonia playing against Mount Pleasant at 7 o'clock. The winners will play for the championship on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then on, and then the consolation game will be at 2 o'clock, and the four participating teams will all stick around for the Saturday night finale, which is Hope College basketball, as the Flying Dutchmen take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin in the in Hope's final non-conference tune-up before MIAA play starts next week. Of course, you can hear Hope basketball Saturday night right here on Lakeshore's 92.7 The Band and 92.7.com beginning at 6:40. But we got lots of high school action for you. You want more details? Check out the Hope College ticket office over at DeVos Fieldhouse. They'll have more details for you. But again, Hope hosting a high school holiday tournament starting tomorrow. Holland High will be playing against Stevensville Lakeshore at 5, and then Caledonia against Mount Pleasant at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and then the Saturday games will be 2 and 4 o'clock. So lots of high school hoops during this past few days and into this weekend here in the area, and a great opportunity to see some great basketball action. The two teams making their way back to their respective benches. You can make the winning play, but you can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach life lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. And before we have the opening tip-off, we're going to take one final break, Lindsay Michaels, a two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East, time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. The Plainwell Trojans, coached by Dan Klein, they will send out Trent Monroe, a junior, at a forward position, along with E.J. Finch, who is one of the leaders so far for this team. At the post position is J.D. Nord at senior, and then in the backcourt, Riley Millar and Cody Hoeringen. And by the way, Carter Yaw, who had that 37-point game against Allegan, is not in the lineup, and I'm not sure if there's a medical issue involved with him or not, but he is not listed in the starting lineup. For Zeeland East, coached by Mickey Cochran, assisted by Josh Grunhoff and David Klein, they'll send out Jake Newhouse and Corey Newson at forward. Both of them are seniors. At center is junior Josh Hart. In the backcourt is sophomore Ben Ritzma and Noah Pola, Jr. And Ritzma and Kylan Barton are the two sophomores on this team. Again, Barton and Tillman, who have been the leading scorers for the Chicks, are not starting tonight, but they are certainly dressed, and we very likely will see both of them in action. Chicks are in the familiar white uniforms, gold numerals, and brown trim. And for Plainwell, they are in the royal blue uniforms, white numerals, and looks like dark blue trim along the sides. Kind of a double blue look. The Chicks will work left to right across the radio dial. It'll be Josh Hart jumping center against J.D. Nord. Both of them go about 6'5". The ball in the air, and the ball battle for, and Plainwell controls it. E.J. Finch underneath to Hoeringen. Hoeringen outside to Riley Millar. Cody Hoeringen, a senior. Outside now to Finch. Finch puts a move on, has the ball tapped away and stolen by the Chicks. Here comes Noah Pohl with it. One-on-one, drives to the basket, puts the shot up. No good, tip no good, and controlled by Nord for Plainwell. Plainwell with it. Here's Finch driving, puts up a 10-foot shot off the window. No good. And the rebound to Newhouse for the Chicks. In the front court is Ritzma driving underneath. Kicks it over to Hart. Now to Noah Pohl, top of the circle. Pohl over to Newhouse. Free throw line is Hart. Hart back outside to Ritzma. And Noah Pohl taps his head as he's got the basketball. They're going to reset the play. Playing well in a man-to-man defense. We played a little more than a minute. No score in the contest. Getting a screen is Newhouse. Newhouse drives, puts up a running 8-footer on the baseline. No good. Rebound tapped out to Pohl for a 3. It's short. And the rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go over to the Trojans. Again, Plainwell out of the Wolverine Conference. Long inbounds comes to Trenton Monroe, and Monroe almost over and backed. He lost, he lost awareness of where he was on the court. With it out near half court is Homergen. Now to Finch. Finch tries pull-up jumper from 10. In and out, no good, and the rebound corralled by Musin for the Chicks. Long pass on the front court to Ritzma. Ritzma underneath to Hart. Hart drives the ball, puts it up, can't hit it. Monroe clears it. Here comes Plainwell the other way. Hovering in the front court on the dribble, just past half court. Directs some traffic. Monroe comes to set a screen for him. Hovering in way out on the right side. Over to Millar. Here's Finch for a three left side, and both teams cold to start the ball game, and the rebound up to Ritzma. Long pass down court for Hart, and Hart missed the layup. He drew contact, hoping to draw a foul, but no whistle. Back we go the other way. Neither team able to dent the scoreboard in the first 2 minutes. With it now is Homeringen, way out on the right side. Bounce pass over to Finch. Finch now to Nord, right side. Thought about a three, puts it on the floor. Nord is the biggest guy out there for Plainwell at about 6 foot six, but they got him out on the perimeter. Millar over to Finch in the left corner. Closing out on him is Corey Musin. Here's a three on the way by Monroe. No good. Long rebound to Hart. Here's a Ritzma for stepping inside. The three-point arc, and he hits a 17-footer. So Ben Ritzma breaks the dry spell for both of these teams. 2-0 Chicks. We played 3 minutes. Millar in the front court gives it up to Nord. Nord in the left corner. Puts it on the floor. Now gives up his dribble. Pass down low. Ball tipped away from Finch, but Finch retrieves it. Finch puts up a 12-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound battle for Finch. Gets it back. Goes up strong. Partially blocked by Newhouse, and the Chicks corral the rebound. Here comes Pohl. He's got... Oh, my goodness. Hart had an uncontested dunk, and he missed it. He missed it, and the ball popped up in the air and went out of bounds. Well, that's tough when you got an uncontested dunk and you can't put it away. 2-0, Chicks with the lead. We've played 3.5 minutes, and this has been an offensive struggle so far. Here's Nord with it, putting it on the floor. Outside to Finch for a three. In and out, no good. Plainwell still can't score. Back outside is Homeringen. Homeringen at the top of the circle. In the ball game for the Chicks is Devin Butler. With it now is Carter Yaw, who just checked in the ball game. He had the 37-point game against Allegan. Now with it is Homeringen. He's on the dribble between the circles. Chicks in a man-for-man defense. Nord, left corner, airmails it over to Monroe. Though driving is Homeringen, and he has the ball slapped out of bounds by Newhouse. Zach Gavin, a junior guard, checks in for the Chicks, and Adam Osink will come into the ballgame along the front line. And Plainwell substitutes as well. They bring in number 14, Donovan Bloomfield. 3:44 to go first quarter, and Plainwell's got the basketball, and they still have a goose egg next to their score line. On the baseline is Yaw. Outside, Bloomfield, and Bloomfield nails a 15-footer. So Bloomfield gets the Trojans on the board with 3:30 to go in the quarter. We're tied at a deuce. Here's Paul in the corner now to Gavin. Driving down the lane is Butler, and he's fouled. That's going to be on 24. That's Carter Yaw. Seth Nyberg, a senior guard, checks in for the first time for Coach Cochran. 3:22 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2. Long inbounds to Noah Pohl. Pohl on the dribble. Sends it over to Nyberg. Nyberg back outside to Pohl, top of the circle. Now over to Gavin, left side. Plainwell looks like in a zone right now, and they get a turnover. Long pass up to midcourt to Bloomfield. Now Yaw with it. Thought about a three. Doesn't pull the trigger, though. Yaw sends it back outside to Homeringen. Homeringen matched up with Devin Butler.
Horrigan on the dribble, lost the dribble there, but he rolls the ball to Bloomfield. Bloomfield dribbling left to right around the perimeter, now leaves it outside for Finch. Finch comes to his left. Now back we go the other way with Horrigan. Bloomfield has it right side now, back outside to Horrigan. Now to Finch. To Knorr, down low to Yaw, back outside, open for three is Bloomfield, and he nails it. So Donovan Bloomfield has come off the bench and scored five quick points, and Plainwell's got the lead, 5-2. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Pole with it, top of the circle, tries to penetrate, drives to the basket, puts it up and in. Noah Pohl saw an opening left of the lane and took it to the basket. 5-4 Plainwell, 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Here's a three on the way by Bloomfield. This one short, long rebound comes to Osick. Here comes Pohl with it. Pohl will drive down the lane, contact, and they're letting them play. Rebound comes to Nyberg. Seth with a 10-footer, no good. Put back by Osick is good. So Adam Osick, the junior center, with a rebound basket. 6-5, Zealand East regains the lead. Howard in the front court for Plainwell. Looks for someone to pass to, can't find anybody. Finally gets rid of it to Finch. Finch way out on the left side. A couple of subs wait at the scorer's table for the Trojans. Finch down low to Yaw. Yaw turns, puts it up, too strong. Butler has the rebound. Ahead to Pohl. Here come the Chicks. 1:18 to go in the quarter. Chicks with a one-point lead. Here's a pass to Butler down the lane. Butler's shot blocked underneath, but Osick is there for the loose change. So Osick with a couple of quick baskets, and it's now 8-5 Zealand East. In the front court is Bloomfield. 1 minute to go in the half. Or to the quarter, rather. Yaw has it right corner. Back outside to Howrigan. Cody drives to the basket. Draws contact from Osick. And Osick's going to get a foul. And with 54.1 seconds to go in the quarter, that's the first foul of the game on Zealand East. And Plainwell has committed one foul. Cody Howrigan at the line. Misses the first of two. Trenton Monroe returns for the Trojans, and checking in, Hogan Yaw, Carter's brother, in the ball game for the Trojans. And for Zealand East, Dan Pohanka, the junior, who was the quarterback for the East football team this year, in the ball game. Both free throws missed by Howrigan, and Osick clears it. So Adam Osick has provided a spark off the bench for the Chicks. They've got the basketball up by three with 45 seconds left. With it is Butler at the top of the circle. Bounce pass left side. Driving to the basket. Putting it up and in is Zach Gibbon. So the Chicks on an 8-0 run. And they have opened up a 10-5 lead with a half minute to play in the quarter. Carter Yaw with it. Front court for Plainwell. Tries to drive on Mohanka. Puts up a 10-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound batted around on the floor. And Trenton Monroe cannot control it. And the ball is going to go over to the Chicks. 20.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Zach Gibbon will bring it up for Zealand East. Picked up by Howrigan just past half court. Down to 10 seconds. Austin comes to set a screen. Dishing it off left side to Butler. Butler on the baseline. Down to 5. Loses the basketball. Here comes Bloomfield. Bloomfield with a shot from just past half court. No good at the buzzer. But the Zealand East Chicks close out the first half after a slow start. They fell behind early, but they go on an 8-0 run, and they lead Plainwell after one quarter by a score of 10-5. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Second quarter action getting underway here at Zealand East, and we're going to get our first look at Kylan Barton in the ball game. Barton did not start the ball game tonight, and neither did Ike Tilden. Typically, they had started the season. We've not seen Tilden yet, and actually, Tilden is out there, so both Tilden and Barton are in the ball game to start the second quarter. Here's Pohanka trying to penetrate left side, has the ball knocked away, loses it, but he sends it back outside to Tilden. Now Barton with it. Kylan tries to penetrate down the lane, and he's fouled by Donovan Bloomfield. So Barton making a quick impact for the Chicks. Only the second team foul on Plainwell and just one foul called on Zealand East in the first quarter. So Kylan Barton at the free throw line, the sophomore forward, 6'1", drops in the first free throw. And E.J. Finch will check in. Finch, a junior.
about an even split between juniors and seniors on this Plainwell ball club. Barton's second free throw on the way. In and out, no good. And Monroe corrals the rebound. Zeeland East 11, Plainwell 5 in the second quarter. 7:30 to go. With it front court is Howergan. He's on the dribble, working against Zach Gebbin. Gebbin guarding him very closely. Here's a jumper on the way by Carter Yaw. No good, and Barton has the rebound for the Chicks. Barton coming up court. Ahead to Pohanka. Pohanka works baseline underneath to Hart, and Hart puts it up and in. Nice penetration by Pohanka, and Josh Hart put it in. Veland East on an 11-0 run right now. 13-5 Chicks, and the Plainwell Trojans turned over. Barton up court now to Tilden, driving to the hole, puts it up, no good. Hart taps out the rebound to Pohanka, and Pohanka is fouled by Howergan out on the perimeter. Right now, nothing going right for the Trojans. Ben Ritzma comes back in, replacing Zach Gebbin for the Chicks. 6:55 to go, first half. 13-5, East in the lead. Trying for their first victory so far this season after an 0-3 start. Pohanka has it along the baseline, loses the basketball, picks up the dribble though. Back outside to Ritzma. Not a Tilden. Ike flashes down the lane, shot off the window, no good. Rebound battle for, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Plainwell basketball. Noah Pohl returns for the Chicks, and Pohanka will sit. The winner will play Jenison tomorrow night for the championship at 8 o'clock. The Wildcats beat West Ottawa earlier, 50-41. Covering it in the front court for the Trojans, drives along the baseline, underneath to Yaw. As Carter to Hogan Yaw, both Yaw brothers in the ballgame. Here's Hogan driving to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound loose, and Hart has the rebound, and he's he's kicking it as he goes up court and kicks it out of bounds. He never really got control of the basketball. No, actually, that was Tilden that was having trouble there. So the Trojans will get it back. Hogan Yaw, the junior, into the front court, cut off by Tilden. Ball knocked away momentarily, but Hogan Yaw gets it back. Back out to Finch. Finch tries to penetrate. Turnaround jumper from 12. No good. Plainwell really cold. Here's Pohl the other way for the Chicks. Pohl has the ball knocked away by Howergan, but it comes right back to Hart. Pass underneath to Barton. A nice feed from Tilden. And Kylan Barton puts it in. 15-5 Zeeland East. It was 5-2 Plainwell with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, but the Trojans have not scored since, and it's been all East. Here's a takeaway by Pohl. Pohl into the front court, baseball pass over to in the corner. It's a three by Ike Tilden, and Dan Klein has seen enough. He wants a timeout. It'll be a 30. And this timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. So Zeeland East has reeled off 16 unanswered points after Plainwell took a 5-2 lead on a three and a basket by Donovan Bloomfield. Nobody else from the Trojans can dent the scoreboard right now. And Dan Klein's trying to figure out some sort of combination here. Now, in Plainwell's other games, they've started strong and have faded in a couple of the ball games. Tonight, they have started slow and not been able to get warmed up at all. A little bit of pressure put out in the backcourt by Zeeland East. The inbounds pass comes to Riley Millar, who's checked back in the ballgame. J.D. Nord is also back in. And in fact, I think Coach Klein has put nearly an entire new starting unit out there. Finch has it on the left side against Barton. He gets a screen, puts up an 18-footer. No good. It hits the rim. It hits the backboard and goes over the backboard. Here comes Pohl into the front court for the Chicks. Working the right side. Pohl has the ball tapped away. He gets it back, though. Outside to Tilden. He hit a three a moment ago from the right. This time he does not get it from the left. Long rebound tapped out to Ritzma. Not a pole. Pole, top of the circle is Barton. Kylan puts it on the floor. Goes to his right. Goes to the baseline. Fade away from 10. It's good! Kylan Barton with the fadeaway. 20-5 Chicks. 4:30 to go till halftime. With it in the front court is Yaw. That's Carter Yaw. A couple of subs way at the scores table to check in for Coach Cochran. They swing it around the perimeter. Bloomfield over to Nord. Nord way out on the right side. Passes to the cutter. Here's a shot off the window, and Carter Yaw's got his first points of the night. Again, he had 37 against Allegan in the opener. And for the first time in a long time, the Trojans finally score. Driving along the baseline is Ritzma. He loses it to Nord, and it's retrieved by Bloomfield. 20-7. Zeeland East in the lead. We're midway through the second quarter. In the corner is Riley Millar. Millar back outside to Bloomfield. Bloomfield over right side to Yaw. Carter drives to the basket. Contact, puts it up and in. As I said, they've been letting them play. Carter Yaw with the basket, 20-9 now. Here's Pole down the way. Puts the shot up, no good. Put back by Noah, no good. Rebound batted around. It's loose and corralled by Bloomfield. So Plainville trying to get some momentum going. They've scored the last couple of times down court. Here's Bloomfield. He'll put up a running 15-footer. No good. Pole with the rebound. Here come the Chicks 2-on-2. Here's Tillman driving the right side. Contact. And we got a whistle. Now, Tilden, I think, was trying to draw the foul all the way, and he did so. It's going to go on Riley Millar, his first. Team foul number 4 on Plainwell. Only one team foul on Zeeland East. We have 3:19 to play in the first half. Tilden will shoot two. He makes the first. So Ike with his fourth point. Adam Osink and Zach Gavin return for the Chicks. Pole will sit down along with Josh Hart, and back in is Cody Howringen for Plainwell. 21-9, 3:19 to go till halftime. Tilden shooting to the chicken coop, and he makes it. And Jake Newhouse will come in. 22-9 as Tilden checks out of the ball game. Bringing up is Hellbrigan. Hargan across the timeline, picked up by Nyberg, or rather by Gavin, who has checked back in the ball game. Hargan dribbling way out on the right side, gives it up to Carter Yaw. Yaw puts it on the floor against Barton. Back outside is Hargan. Hargan on the dribble, right to left, now comes toward between the circles. Hargan can't shake Ben Ritzma, and now we get a whistle out on the floor. We're going to get a hand-checking violation on Ben Ritzma. That'll be Ritzma's first foul. Only the second team foul on the Chicks. 2:51 to go in the half. Plainwell will hold it inbound, baseline left. Carter Yaw looks for someone to get open. Finally finds Bloomfield right of the lane. Bloomfield back outside. Here's a three on the way by Finch. No good. He's still cold. Back come the Chicks the other way. Here's Ritzma. Ritzma. Over to Zach Gavin. Gavin to Barton. Barton on the left side. Can't pull the trigger on the triple. Now goes baseline to the basket. Strong move by Kylan Barton, and he puts it in. 7 for Kylan Barton here. 24-9. Zeeland East. 2:24 to go in the half. Carter Yaw with it on the left side for the Trojans. Over to Howergan as he dribbles left to right around the perimeter. Comes out between the circles. Donovan Bloomfield has it on the right side, gives it up to J.D. Nord. Nord underneath to the cutter, Howringen, and Howringen puts it in off the window. 24-11, 1:55 to go. Here's Gavin in the front court. Gavin being guarded closely by Nord. Osick left side. Here's Ritzma, three ball, no good from the left side. Osick with the offensive board, batted around, and coming away with it is Bloomfield for the Trojans. Into the front court, Howringen. Howringen on the dribble between the circles, gives it up to Carter Yaw. Yaw way out on the right side, matched up against Ritzma. Yaw drives down the lane, and we get a foul on the floor. And it's another hand check. That's going to be on Ritzma. That is Ben's second, and he'll have to check out. And Corey Musin will return for the Chicks. Hogan Yaw returns for Plainwell, replacing E.J. Finch, who has not scored here in the first
in the first half. He had that 20-point game against Vicksburg last week. A minute and 20 left in the half, 24-11. Zeeland East in the lead, playing well with the basketball. Howergan, here's a near steal by Musin. Koganyar with it, down low to his brother Carter, and he puts it in. Carter Yaw took advantage of the gamble by Cody Musin there. Musin gambled for the steal and was out of position, not able to get back. 24-13, under a minute to go in the half. Barton has the right side against Hogan Yaw. Drives, puts a shot up from just inside the lane, no good, but he will go to the line. Hogan Yaw picks up his first personal, team foul number 5. Barton at the line to shoot 2 for the Chicks. He has 7 points tonight. He's the high scorer so far. First free throw by Kylan. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Coming up, we'll have the Specter Bell Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. And we'll take a look at this game as well as a look back at the first game. Second free throw, no good. Nord clears it for Plainwell. 25-13, 45 seconds to play in the half. In the front court with it is Howergan. Howergan bounce pass right side to Hogan Yaw, underneath to Howergan, right of the lane. Got his man to bait for the fake, and he put it in from 5 feet away. Austin fit for the up fake. So Cody Howergan, his second basket of the ball game, 25-15 East, 25 seconds left. Houston with it front court, cut off at the baseline. And Cody lost it there I think it was Donovan Bloomfield got a piece of it and knocked it off of Cody out of bounds. Playing well with the basketball, down to 15 seconds left. With it is Carter Yaw, back outside to Howringen between the rings, down to 8. Howringen on the dribble, gets a screen from Carter Yaw. Yaw gets the pass, he'll put up a 3 left side, no good. Rebound, Osink, 1 second left, and that'll do it for the first half. Well, the Zeelandese Chicks looking for their first win of the 2013-2014 campaign with a strong first half. They went on an 18-0 run over a 6-minute span to take a 20-5 lead, and they'll go to the locker room at the half with a 25-15 lead over the Plainwell Trojans. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. And some got tired about complaining about officials and decided to do something about it and decided to become an official. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the MHSA. You can be a referee. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. And I'll tell you something, the Michigan High School Athletic Association is always looking for officials. And you might be surprised of where there is need for officials. You might think, well, you know, we've got all these basketball games and we've got lots of officials in those, but we've got a need for officials in a lot of the sports around the MHSA. Again, if you want more information about how to become an official, visit the MHSA website and click on the proper link and find out all the details about how you, too, can become a registered game official in pretty much any sport. Time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. 25-15, Zeeland East ahead of Plainwell. Both teams struggled offensively in the early going. In fact, it took about 4 minutes for the first basket of the ball game to be scored, and then Plainwell got 5 consecutive points from Donovan Bloomfield, their backup guard, to take a 5-2 lead at about the 2-minute mark. But then the Chicks clamped down on the Plainwell offense and shut them out for the next 6 minutes, leading to the midway point of the second quarter. And in the process, East ran off 18 unanswered points. They led it 10-5 after one quarter, extended the lead to 20-5 at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. And then Plainwell started to come alive a little bit late in the first half, got a few baskets. But right now it's a 10-point lead for the Chicks.
at 25-15. Now, taking a look at the scoring for the Plainwell Trojans, Carter Yaw, who had the 37-point game against Allegan earlier this year, has 6 points on three baskets. Donovan Bloomfield has 5 points. Those were the 5 points that Plainwell scored in the first 12 minutes on a three-point basket and a two-point basket. And then Cody Howrigan had a couple of baskets for 4 points. That's been it. Hogan Yaw, Riley Millar, J.D. Nord, E.J. Finch, and Trent Monroe have been shut out so far by the Zeeland East defense. For the Chicks, Kylan Barton did not start the ball game. He did not come into the ball game until the start of the second quarter, but he had 8 second quarter points on the strength of 3 baskets and a couple of free throws. Ike Tillman has a 3-point basket and a couple of free throws for 5 points. Adam Osick has played well off the bench for Coach Cochran. He's had a couple of field goals for 4 points and has also grabbed a number of rebounds. Ben Ritzma has a field goal for 2 points. Noah Pohl has a basket for 2 points. And Zach Gevin has a basket for 2. And Josh Hart has a basket for 2 points. So a total of 7 different Chicks have scored so far in the ball game, adding up to a total of 25. Seth Nyberg, Devin Butler, and Jake Newhouse have not scored in the contest. But Mickey Cochran has played everybody here in the first 16 minutes of action. Again, 25-15 Chicks ahead of Plainwell here at the half. The winner of this ball game will play the Jenison Wildcats for the tournament championship at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Right.